Welcome to The Ether. Today is Wednesday, April 27th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command. Have you heard of TDX? Listen, Orbital Command is putting together the Terra DAP Expo on June 9th and 10th in Austin, Texas. Not Boston. I know, that's what I thought. Austin. Austin, Texas. Come get doxxed IRL and share merriments with all of your favorite fellow lunatics and lunatics. For more information, go to terradapexpo.com or hit the menu item on the site right here on terraspaces.org. And as always, be sure to check out Orbital Command online at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For more information, check out terraspaces.org/sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Reactor Overview and AMA. The Astro Wars are coming. Let's take a listen.
Hey guys, how's everyone doing?
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yeah. Is there anyone from Reactor that we should bring up to the stage, except from you?
You can bring Pickle Rick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey Punk. Should we address you as Punk 3155?
Oh, just Punk.
All right, cool. I think we wanted to give some time to wait for Ryan to jump on the call, Ryan the Lion. But if not, while waiting, how about you introduce yourself, your backgrounds, how the project came about, and maybe a bit on the broader team structure, just to kick things going?
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, hey, thanks. So thanks, GD Capital, for hosting this event. This is Jason from Team Reactor. So our team, we have 8 members of our team, and we are located in Singapore, US, and Taiwan. I think it's better describe us as DeFi apes. So our team started 1 year ago. So we decided to do a full-time DeFi apes. So we have participated in lots of different DeFi projects and tried to also we are early apes of Terra and a lot of products on Terra as well. Then we started by ourselves as a scientist on DeFi, so it means our team covers a lot of different projects, so including the optimized yield farming, MEV, different trading, and also like cross-chain arbitraging. I think the first project we do is arbitraging on Terra or Mira, so between both Ethereum and Terra as well. And also during this time, we also did a lot of development involving with both Ethereum side and Terra side. And I think since last year, we were started to have interest in the Curve ecosystem. And one of our team members become a very famous evangelist of a Curve ecosystem in Chinese community as well. So we know Curve well, and we want to build something on Terra. Then we noticed this Archipos. They were introducing their V mechanism. So yeah, we think that why should we give it a try? Because we believe that Terra is becoming an ecosystem to attract builders. So people used to say that there's no builders here, but we think the infrastructure, the ecosystem, and especially the community. And TFL is also like is do exist, existing extremely steady, So this makes us feel very confident, and we want to like devote into Terra ecosystem as well. So we started to like DM with Duhuan, and he replied very quickly. And yeah, so that gave us confidence that we should do it. And then we started to fundraising, and we raised a little bit and started building. And this all starts like two or three months ago. Yeah, so this brief history of a Project Reactor. And for our team members, I think we are, I think all, most of us have many years of experience in blockchain. So for me, I have started with Bitcoin since 2012. So I was working as a firmware engineer for Bitcoin miners. So we were producing the first batch of ASIC Bitcoin miners back then. And I also got experience with enterprise blockchain. I think we also did a decentralized exchange on Ethereum back in 2017. It's called Dex.Top, which has a similar architecture like IDEX. So yeah, and this was still before Uniswap. And then I was working as a CEO of BTC.com, which was the largest Bitcoin mining pool during 2018-19. And yeah, and since last year, our small team has founded, and we have become full-time DeFi apes. I think this should be the background for our team. Yeah, hope is this explains well. So for Reactor, I think our best description for Reactor is we are an optimized yield platform built to boot rewards on Terra. This would be feasible with any other Terra projects which has VE structure. So yeah, definitely for now, we are fully focusing on Astropole. So this is our first project with a detailed mechanism of VE. And for Anchor, we will also like allow users to lock their Anchor during our launch phase. So in case Anchor launches their VEs later, so this was like a strategic plan for that. And yeah, so if there's any new projects with coming VE structure, there could be also like be a public sale for that, which means users can lock their governance token in advance and convert to like RE tokens and start earning benefits from Reactor. So this is how the project is planned. Yeah. Oh, Ryan's here? Okay.
Yeah, hey folks, apologies. I just got caught up in a couple of other things. So my apologies. I understand you just finished the intro to the team, right?
Yeah. So yeah, just talk about our backgrounds and a brief history of our Reactor.
Cool. Well, it's great to be up here with you guys. I mean, like, obviously we've heard so much about the Astroport wars that are coming and some of the various participants that have been getting involved, but I guess we haven't heard too much publicly from Reactor yet. So really great to have you guys here. And so I guess like for people who are maybe not so familiar with what's going on here, could you maybe like just give us like an overview of like what is Reactor and how will the average like Terra user like sort of benefit and engage with your platform?
Okay, yeah. So Reactor is just as I said earlier, it's a optimized yield platform. We built on Terra, trying to boost the rewards based on all the projects which has a VE structure. So for now, we're focusing on Astroport, and we'll also start to do a public sale. We'll, in the launch phase, we'll also allow users to stake their Anchor, convert Anchor to re-Anchor. And yeah, we'll follow any other new projects which has a good VE structure. And yeah, so this is like an omni project which connect to other projects which has VE. And I think it's easier to explain like how React works. Maybe we like, let's say we focusing on AstroPort. So we can divide the typical users into like three different groups. So first is Astro stakers, so which means you have a lot of Astro tokens. So basically the idea of Reactor is we are working as a middleman between you and AstroPort. So with VE mechanism, you need to lock a lot of Astro tokens, and by locking these Astro tokens, you can boost your LP farming rewards and also gain governance power. Reactor will act as this middleman. So we will incentivize users to stake their Astro into Reactor. So Reactor will eventually hold a decent amount of Astro. So this can help the LP stakers. So which means before you need to like buy a lot of Astro, lock them, gain the boost. And for now, because Reactor holds a lot of Astro tokens, so if you stake your LP tokens here, you will also gain the benefits of the boosted yield. And without the hassle to like purchase a lot of Astro and lock them. So for these LP stakers, they will pay some portion of their boosted yield to the Astro stakers. So which means this will help both sides to gain more, comparing them like staking to AstroPort directly. And finally, there's a governance tokens, RCT lockers. So which means people holding React tokens, which is our governance token. So we believe that by what's happening on Curve and Convex, so holding one convex means you're holding like seven curves with respect to voting. So with holding RCT tokens, it also gives you the governance power to like different projects which underlying Reactor, and all these votes will definitely be valuable. And by locking them, you're getting the bribes from different projects. You're having the governance power across different Terra projects. So this is like a key connecting with many other projects. One RCT will mean A, B, C, D, probably a list of tokens in the underlying. So this is the three different groups of users which can enjoy the benefits with Reactor.
So like I think probably, if we just focus in slightly on those first two. So as an LP provider, I think probably, lots of people here in the audience or in the Terra community are, LP providers on AstroPort. Like by coming to somewhere, a protocol like Reactor, what sort of like boost will I get versus just holding an LP, natively on AstroPort? Say I'm not an Astro whale and I've got only a small amount of Astro. Like, what would be the differential? And I guess the other thing is like, what percentage of fees will Reactor take off the top of that boost? And what will you do with those fees?
In the end, it depends on like how AstroPort implementing their boost. So for example, like AstroPort for now, they're like max boost for a user is 2.5 times more. 2.5 times. So which means if you stake into AstroPort, you need and you lock certain amount of Astro tokens, you can get like 2.5 benefits compared with you don't lock any Astro tokens. But since Reactor, we are holding a lot of Astro from these Astro stakers, we can help you to get maximized boost on major LP pools. So you don't need to stake anything, you can still enjoy the benefits. So the number depends on like how AstroPort designed the mechanism, but we can get a roughly estimate like 2 or 3 times here.
So up to 2.5 times boost. On rewards without having to hold or stake anything, just depositing LP tokens into your protocol.
Yeah, and yeah, these LP stakers, they need to like share a portion to the Astro stakers, but they will also get ASIC tokens in return. So during this process, you will get like a boosted yield rewards and also ASIC tokens during the same time. This would also helps you to get a more APY comparing with like you only stake into AstroPort.
Cool. And then it sounds like if I'm an Astro holder, I've got I think that was the other option, is that I can bring my Astro to Reactor. I understand. I think I would deposit my Astro. You would give me back RE Astro, which would be like a liquid VX Astro token, right? And you're saying that some of the fees, the fees from the LP boosts would come back to holders of that token.
So when you stake Astro, we'll give you back a RE Astro token in return. So there will be a liquid, there will be a stable swap pool on AstroPort, and we will also like vote for that pool for Astro rewards with the governance power we have. So this will help the peg between ReAstro and Astro. So we wish these two tokens have some 1-to-1 peg. So for now, the platform fee is 15%. So 10% goes to the ReAstro stakers, and 5% goes to RCT lockers. So this is how the platform fee works for now.
Cool. Okay. And I guess like the obvious question here is like, how do Reactor differentiate themselves from the other participants in what's being phrased as the AstroPort wars?
We were more like treat us like a more a humble contender here, because the Astro wars, there's more projects coming and joining this AstroPort war. And so I think the difference here is first, I think the one difference here is we're trying to incorporate the private marketplace directly into our own protocol. So this will be something like Convex plus Votium. So Votium is a third party project. So this, which allows the other projects to put bribes and allows CVX holders to gain these bribes for their locked CVX tokens. For Reactor, we'll do this thing directly into our own protocol. So we're introducing we're giving a new interface for like the other projects to give their bribes to the users, and for RCT lockers, they will gain these bribes maybe each week so this how this will be how it works. And also RCT lockers, we are also like introducing a similar mechanism like VEPTP. So the longer time you lock your RCT, the more governance power you have in Reactor, and this was also helps you to gain more LP farming rewards in Reactor as well. So this will encourage users to have a like long term commitment. And for the coming public sale, so when the sale is end, these asset tokens you can choose to lock from the beginning. So when the main protocol is live online, you will get like accumulated VRCT token by that time. This is the idea we think is like the time produces consensus, and consensus also produce value. By introducing this time
minute, let people get back in here, yeah. And then we'll get back on track. Who else do we need up here on the stage from React? Is it just yourself?
Just me.
You changed your picture, sir, from a wrecked wolf to a hellhound, but you just wrecked us. That's not okay.
It was not me. It was nothing to do with me. Yeah, I couldn't resist the prism hat.
I have a few that I'm having on my list with the prism hat as well, but the ones that I want, as always, are not available. That's classic, right?
Unavailable or very expensive?
This time, unavailable, at least. I'm still waiting for a feature where you can truly ping people or make them offer, even if they're not right now putting them on the market, because that would just help, I think, partly. It's difficult to identify some people, right, if you want to find somebody.
Yeah, that's true. How do you, like, get people to see the offer, even if you can put it in, right? But I think Hyperion and Jimmy, like, swept the floor. That's why none of them are available.
Always the same with those people, all those rich guys. Easy.
Right, okay, I think we've got a few people back in here, and maybe we can just recap what we were talking about there, which was the differential between Reactor and the other sort of participants in the Astro War. So you mentioned the VE Platypus model for, like, boosting rewards within your platform, and I think maybe more of the audience might be familiar with the Prism Amps concept, right? The Prism Amps concept is very similar to the Platypus model, which is something that you're looking at, which is, you know, the ability to essentially, like, sort of pledge your tokens away and get boosted rewards for the, depending on the amount of tokens and the length of time of the tokens that you've pledged, right?
Yeah, correct.
And then I think the other thing that you were talking about was sort of a bribes marketplace. So for my own understanding, would that be something that, like, the other sort of participants in, you know, so sort of the Apollos and the Retrogrades, would they come and utilize that that platform, or is that something just within your own platform?
I think that would be, like, more to the different projects competing. Maybe, for example, like stablecoins competing on Astropole, and also this could happen, like, on the coming new projects. So, for example, like, for the lending market, we can also, like, design something like a VE here. So for different lending pool, different lending collateral, we can design a VE mechanism. And yeah, we can still build something upon that as a reactor. So, and also, like, Apollo, I think they're also announcing a VE here. Yeah, so this will be another possibility here. So this totally depends on, like, what is the underlying projects, what might be the competition, why the teams are trying to compete on that platform. Yeah, but despite all this complexity, if you're holding RCD tokens, you can, like, enjoy these bribes. Mm. And yeah, so this is how the bribe market works. I agree, and I think we, in during the early stage, there won't be, like, many obvious competition. So comparing with Ethereum, the Curve and Convex. So there's a lot of stable coins competing for the Curve emission. I think this will also be happening on Astropole, and we believe that more competition will happen on different other Terra projects, and with and these are all the projects we're trying to integrate into Reactor in the future as our roadmap. Yeah.
That's amazing. I was curious, like, what other mechanisms other than, like, the vault escrow platypus model did you guys consider, and why you guys kind of settled in on, you know, on this one?
I think first is we think the stable coins are coming to Terra. So for so till then, there's only like UST, which is the single player here. But we believe there will be more stable coins coming, and all the stable coins projects, they will need liquidity. So there eventually there will be a competition for that. We also have some good ideas on like incorporating a V model for lending market. Yeah, but that would be like not inside the reactor, could be another project which will cover that idea probably. But I think there might be some other lending protocols. They might do that later. So yeah, this would be like more. Yeah, see, it just depends on like how people innovate on Terra ecosystem, and I think there should be more and more projects, which is possible for VE.
Yeah, that was something I was curious about too, and I wanted to hear your take on it, because I know like bribes on the Terra, the Ethereum, like Curve ecosystem is quite prevalent, because you know it's all stable coins, right? Or most of it is all stable coins, and farmers over there don't necessarily care if you know they're farming Frax or they're farming UST. They're just gonna move their liquidity over to whatever you know pair is giving them the most emissions or the best returns. But on Astroport, you know, most of the volume isn't on stable swap pairs, and I'm curious on your take on, you know, early on, like who do you think is going to be doing the bribes, and then who do you see is going to be, you know, do you anticipate people are going to be moving around their liquidity often to, you know, take advantage of, you know, these bribes?
I can't make any kind of prediction here, but I think, for example, Frax, they might be coming to Terra, and I think there's more like stablecoin based on different underlying assets. So for example, like stablecoins based on NFT, this will also be a possibility here. I think my take is that besides stablecoin, there will be more different category for VE. So that should be the future picture for Terra.
Jimmy, don't let him go like that. Push him to a real answer.
I think for now this Kinetic and Mars, yeah, these are also like these are all the candidates here.
Yeah. Are you satisfied with that, Danku?
You know how like right now all of these protocols are coming to our forums asking our DAO for money. How come we don't go and ask other DAOs for their money for liquidity on Astroport? Like, I think someone should go spearhead that. And then maybe we can see some more stablecoin bribing on Astroport.
Yeah, I think, it's interesting. I was posting about the Terra community pool just yesterday, where there's, you know, $2 billion worth of assets sat there ready to be requested. So yeah, we definitely got a lot of people coming with their hands out to the community pool recently, but it's definitely a good point, Jimmy, and maybe we'll see double, triple incentives on pools on Astroport going forward. We're going to move on to the reactor launch phases. And whilst we're talking about the launch phase, I want to just invite folks in the audience, if they want to put their hands up and come and ask questions, now's probably a good time to start doing that. Because once we finish the discussion around the launch, we'll open it up to questions from the community. So With regards to the Reactor launch, so I think you've got like, you're calling it the Big Bang, which I love the branding. And that's starting on the 28th with kind of like a two-phase approach. And you're kicking that off with an LBP. I think, you know, one of the launch methodologies that folks on Terra have got used to over the last few months. We saw White Whale launch that way. We saw Angel launch that way. And I think, you know, we've got a Nebula LBP ongoing as we speak. Do you want to just talk about the LBP and how it's going to work and maybe like the percentage of tokens that are allocated to that and all that good stuff?
Okay. So the LBP will start in less than 24 hours. So the initial token allocation is 2.5 million RCT and 600,000 UST. So the initial weight is 96% RCT, and it will goes down to 50-50, and all the process is 3 days. So this for the configuration for the LBPs. I think for LBPs, it's a good mechanism to like there's no like front running bots to like disrupt the user experience, and also we believe LBP is a good mechanism to like for fair price discovery, and it also like prevents like a big whale buying up all the initial liquidity. Yeah, so these are all the benefits we see by using the LBP for the phase one. And we're also like using the standard LBP code from Astroport. So yeah, this is just their standard contract here.
Cool, so it's starting tomorrow. What time is it kicking off? Have you got a time pegged yet?
Yeah, it's 14 p.m. It's for, 14, it's yeah, 14.
1400, is that UTC?
Yeah, UTC, yeah,
1400. Okay, cool. So 1400 UTC, running for 72 hours, I presume?
Yeah, for cool. 72 hours, yeah, 3 days.
Yeah, and I think folks are getting used to, like, the mechanism that, you know, don't ape early. You know, there's plenty of opportunity to get in, you know, as the price will sort of drip down depending on the demand over time. The DCA approach, if you want to participate, is recommended from my perspective. So moving on from the LBP, the second phrase you're calling the convert drop. And this is, you know, I guess similar to the Astroport bootstrapping. I think what's interesting here is that you're not only looking to collect Astro, but also collecting Anchor tokens as well. So do you want to talk to like the mechanism of how that's going to work?
Yeah. We think these are two different pools for users to lock their tokens. I want to elaborate that so this contract is more like similar to Astroport's lock job, but I think the major difference here is in the end we should convert this Astro and to ReAstro and also lock the Astro into Astroport for their VX Astro. So this is why we have the name convert job here. So because in the end these tokens will be converted. For Anchor, we know that they might be have their V model, but so yeah, for this sale phase, we want to like allow users to lock their Anchor, and which also helps us to set up an initial like strategic supply for Anchor. So when there's like Anchor war coming, and this pattern will also happen. So if there's any other good projects, has a decent V model and we want to incorporate. We also have some similar sales like that, so which allow users to commit their tokens and help us to build up the treasury for that. Yeah, so back to the phase two. So the phase two will last for 7 days. So for both tokens, so Astro and Anchor, you can choose to lock between 0, 3, 6, 9 to 12 months. And so if you locked to 12 months, so you'll have a maximized boost to 16 times. So which means if you lock 100 tokens, you are treated as you're locking 1600 tokens. 1600 tokens into the lock phase. So this what decides the final share you have and for the RCT you can get. And after phase two, you will get Re-Astro, Re-Anchor with respect to the token in lock. So you can immediately exchange to like X-Astro and Anchor. And also for the RCT rewards, this will be released in eight rounds. So each round will last for 3 weeks. So it's totally 24 weeks. You will get all these RCT rewards. So this is the main idea of how phase two works. Yeah, and after phase two, we will lock this Astro into Astro Pool. So which help us when our main product is live, this will help users to gain the boosted LP funding reward.
Yeah, cool. So I think there's a couple of key things that I want to kind of dive in on there. So one is you've got this option of 0, 3, 6, 9, or 12 month locks on these tokens, and there's the boost for the amount of RCT tokens that you receive back sort of increases exponentially depending on the length of time. So up to a 16 times boost for a 12 month lock, 8 times boost for a 9 month lock, 4 times boost for a 6 month, and a 2 times for a 3 month. So yeah, like another kind of one for lunatics to sit and really think about if they want to participate. You know, that the rewards kind of grow exponentially as depending on the amount of time that you lock for. And then I think the other thing just to make folks aware of is that you're not releasing, like it's not like the event ends and then you receive like a lump sum of these tokens. They're released over I think it's 24 weeks, so approximately like 6 months in 8 different batches, right?
Yeah.
Versus, and I presume that any tokens purchased during the liquidity bootstrapping phase would be released basically at TGE, right?
Yeah. So, for the VRCTs, you will at least be locked for 3 weeks. So this is how the VRCT works. So just like AMPs. So when you want to exit, so it'll be like 21 days for that. Yeah, and for this rewards, we'll do it in 8 batches. So each batch would just need 3 weeks to unlock. But you can also choose to just keep them locking in the VRCT locker, in the VRCT. So this is option we suggest. This will help you to accumulate a decent amount of VRCT before the main product was live.
Cool. No, makes sense. And so immediately following like these two launch phases, so I think 28th or tomorrow, less than 24 hours, is the LBP. Then the 1st of May, you've got the convert starting. That's lasting 7 days, so that'll probably take us through to the 8th of May. Like, what happens after the 8th of May?
Yeah, so after phase two, you can start to like claim your airdrop rewards, and also you can withdraw some of your unlocked Re-Astro, Re-Anchor, claim RCT rewards from phase two, and the RCT locker, this the vault for or we say vault for VRCT, this will be live after phase three. So you can start to lock your RCT into this vault and accumulate VRCT from that time before the LP farming is also live. So for the, I think we're having like a new article describing the details of a VRCT mechanism or how it works in the two or three in tomorrow. Yeah, I think we'll have an article for that very soon. So yeah, maybe we suggest everyone to check out so on our Medium and Twitter for that.
Cool. And then I guess one thing, and again, just want to prompt anyone, we're coming to the end of the kind of planned questions that we've got here. So if anyone wants to jump up and ask any questions from the audience, now's the perfect time to do so. But you just kind of reminded me there that there is also a small airdrop that's available. Do you want to like briefly talk to like who qualifies for that airdrop and how and when they'll be able to claim it?
Oh yeah, so yeah, the airdrop will be claimable after phase two, and so the category for we have like major category for the airdrop users. Like first is the Astro UST LP holders on AstroPort, and also Xastro holders. And for Luna's for Luna users, we choose the BLuna Luna LP staker, BLuna Luna LP holders on AstroPort. Also anchored token stakers. So these are all kinds of users which is eligible for claiming the airdrop. I think after initial airdrop plan, we got a lot of feedback from committee. So we expanded like the list and also reduced the criteria for each of these category. And so for now we think that we have covered a decent amount of user here. So this how the situation on the airdrop.
Cool. And I think people can go, I think I remember going to your website, right? And there's you put your address in there and see if you're eligible, right?
Yeah. This the value here is already the updated version. Yeah. So which covers like more users here.
Cool. All right. I see we've got Orgasmic Cry who's come up onto the stage. So if you have a question, feel free to jump in. You're on mute if you there you go. Okay, probably someone who joined from their PC, not realizing that they could speak. Jimmy, did you have any questions?
Yeah, I wanted to ask about. I think earlier this week it came out as a shock that Spectrum also kind of stealthily announced that they were joining the Astroport Wars, and I think some people might have known in advance, and we saw some crazy price action for their token that I would say didn't get a lot of attention over the last 4, 5, 6 months. And I just briefly read through their Medium article on their take on it, and there's definitely some like different things than what we expected from compared to what we see on Curve. I just wanted to get your take on if you had a chance to get your take on like Spectrum and what they're doing differently, and how you guys feel about like another entrant into like this super competitive market, it seems.
I think we noticed an interesting discussion so for example, like Apollo, Retro, and Reactor, this can be composited as a chain here. It's like there's a human centipede picture for them. I think with more approaches coming to the Astro War, I think there might be some like wild ideas. Maybe one or two projects will also build on another project, which also participating in the actual work here. Yeah, so this, I think there's a lot of crazy composition might be possible here. And also for the product, I think all the products tackles different aspects for users. So for example, Apollo spec, I think they more like give you a basic concept, like you have a vault, we're collecting the rewards for you, we have a fixed strategy, we'll divide your token flow to here, 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 and helps you to collect all the rewards. And I think for Retro and Reactor, we are more focusing on like giving you all the details and help you to get in touch with all the different aspects, helps you to you be involved in the governance. Yeah, so I think the idea of the products is somewhat different here. Yes, so this could be a major difference here. So for Retro, I think we both team will have definitely have a more approach. Like maybe we have difference in small mechanism. We'll have some different product features. Yeah, this will also, I think this will evolve very fast during the actual. So this, I think, all this evolvement of products will be very interesting for everyone to watch out.
Cool. A question from me is, so we're hearing like all about all this boosted LP and the gauge voting, VX Astro, and you know yourselves and a couple of other projects is starting to do these lock drops where you're sweeping up X Astro into your vaults. At what point does this all actually like kick off, right? Like, because I don't think that the boosting and the VX Astro and everything is live yet, right?
This will depend on the schedule for Astroport team. So when they after they release the gauge vote, we can help users to do this boost, all these boostings. Yeah. So before that, so for example, if the schedule for Astroport is delayed maybe for somewhat longer time, we might deliver something like a limited version, so the limited version might without the boosted reward, but this will also help you to farming both your original LP reward and alongside with the RCD tokens. Yeah, so this is also an option, like in case there's something happens here.
Makes sense. I think one other question is, you know, just a kind of general question is, how do you see, so let's say VX Astro goes live and, you know, the gauge voting begins. How do you see the first few months of Astro Wars and gauge voting playing out?
I think the situation might be much clearer after all the sales phase for the major place here. We can see like how many actuals each project controls. This would definitely helps them to get the largest TVL, also helps them collect their future Astro rewards. So yeah, the flywheel effect will help us to know which project was leading. But I think for Astroport, what they differ from Curve is that they're not using whitelist here. So they allow different projects to compete. And also this helps more decentralization for their governance. So yeah, I think this also is a clever move that, so if one project controls major Astro governance power, this also means that the value of Astro will be sucked into the other project. So yeah, I think their choice is clever, and also the environment will still be intense. Even if I think this should be like a better situation for both for different projects here and for the users and also for the Terra users.
Cool. Appreciate that.
Speaking of decentralizing governance, I think it's come to, I mean, I feel like it's always been, like out there in their Medium articles for, you know, the builders and the joint venture that can, the actual holders that are locked but can still vote in governance. It's always been mm-hmm. disclosed, but I think we've like maybe just picked up on it, or like the community's just kind of picked up on it recently. Yeah. I think people kind of see it as a perhaps like negative light in the near term, but I kind of see it as an opportunity. Like I don't hear like Apollo or Retrograde or some of the other contenders maybe vying for these votes, right? Like I think like it's a big opportunity if you could somehow get commitment from some of these builders to essentially use one platform or the other. I think that would be kind of interesting, and like I think we'll sway the balance pretty heavily in one way or the other. But yeah, just like a quick thought, and curious about your thoughts on you know, the like I guess the current weight of the builders and how that will evolve over time.
This is really like something like cause notice from this community from I think from last week, yeah. I think the situation might be somewhat subtle for Zatro here. So, in the end, if all these builder votes can be act as one, then no projects will be able to contend with that. After, within 2 or 3 years. So unless the astral emission is enough, so no projects could have a major governance power compared with these builder all these builder votes. But from last week's proposal, we can see that these builders they have different choice on the votes. I think Jimmy's source is also like. A very I got some similar feelings for that. So what if a major builder has in favor of a certain project? What will happen for that? Yeah, this I don't have a clear answer for that yet. And we still don't know like how the clear structure for these all these builders. But by looking at the contracts, you can see the. There's almost 20 here. So this will be something definitely complex for all the projects here.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, you just got to make them an offer they can't refuse. You know, it's like, oh, you're locked as a builder for Astroport, huh? How about you get locked as a builder for Retrograde or Reactor or Apollo, and then like they're gonna. You know, you're gonna have like these. That's like, I feel like that's like the generals or like the captains of the war that like kind of lead the charge of this thing, since they have like such a big weight.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept. We'll have to see what happens. I must say, I was initially a little bit worried about the builder votes, but as the Reactor guy said, you know, the fact that they split their vote on the Stada proposal that was up last week, I think. Shows that they're not necessarily working as a hive mind. I think we got one question up here. I don't know if I'm getting rugged on names today. We got Erotic Act earlier, and now I've got Jabba the Slut up here. Sir, do you have a question?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So earlier in the space, you mentioned that the VE model will probably bring in other stable coins. And I was wondering, it's not really a question to you, 3155.eat, but to Ryan and Jimmy. Do you think that bringing massive amounts of other stablecoins onto the Terra ecosystem is bullish or rather bearish? Because the success of Terra is basically the success of UST. And do we really want to let other exotic stablecoins take in that place? Oh, yeah, that's it.
I think we lost Jimmy. I mean, I can give a bit quick view on that, and I'm sure the Reactor guys might have a view as well. But I guess my feeling is, you know, we see the success of Curve on Ethereum and the massive amounts of liquidity that they're able to bring to their protocol. And you know, that's you know, the most liquidity of any protocol in DeFi right now. So I think we can probably agree that we're not going to be living in a single stable coin world. And if we can bring liquidity, users, bribes, builders to Terra, then why not have, you know, stable coin swap pools on Terra with deep liquidity?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I think that so stablecoin definitely needs more competition, more bribes, and I think for Terra, it's also like important for Terra to be. So if Terra wants to like flip over other layer one chains, Terra definitely needs like a more prospect ecosystem, and there's also like one guarantee here is that USD will definitely not be like destroyed by these competitors, but these competitors will help Terra to be a more vivid ecosystem for all the users. Yeah, so definitely these, I think also for Terra, why not Lunatics to try to get all these trading volumes from other chains to Terra. This will also be a good possibility for Terra if all these projects are coming. I think this will be good if these projects are coming here.
And do you think that the VE model will push this transaction from, I mean, will it speed up the process?
Yeah, I think VE is not the silver bullet here. So it's not a single simple answer. Like, so if it's VE, there will still help solve the problem. But VE definitely helps you to set up the liquidity. But for the trading volume, the VE model doesn't work. At least not that good. So I think there still needs more protocol to be set up. So not only Reactor, there might be, I think we still need other mechanism here. So this is not just a VE problem. I think there'll be more involved. This should involve new projects or some new features from maybe Reactor or Terra or Astroworld. So in the end, we want to solve both the liquidity and the trading volume problem. So this, I think for Terra, it's also very important that, I think because all the public chains, the layer ones, they all need a big trading volume. This will help to, hold the basic value of the chain itself. So VE just solved one part of the problem, and it's not clear that how can we solve the other part, which is trading volume.
I think the fact that we've got relatively low fees on Terra's and L1 as well, which will probably be like beneficial to attracting that deep liquidity over time as well. Okay, well, we've just gone over the hour here, so I think and no more questions from the audience. So I think we'll wrap up here. Before I just kind of summarize like the launch dates and everything again for the audience, is there anything that we've not talked about that you wanted to cover before we close up here?
So there's one thing we want to address is that we're undergoing the process of auditing with a Terra SCV. And SecBit. So auditing processes will involve all the codes. So since it includes the parts for the public sale, it also includes the code for our main protocol. So the whole process will need some time. And when that finished, this will cover all our code base. So yeah, so this just trying to this clear about the auditing things people are worried about.
Yeah, I think we've heard from many protocols looking to launch on Terra, and including Astroport themselves and their VA tokenomics, which is kind of stuck in audit as we speak. You know, lots of demand and not enough auditors, right? So yeah, hopefully you guys can get that finalized pretty soon here. So
yeah, I wish we can get it much quicker.
Cool. Well, look, really appreciate your time today. I think it's been probably interesting for the audience to hear from another participant in the Astro Wars and hear a little bit about how you guys differentiate yourselves, as well as like hearing about, you know, the launch that's upcoming here in less than 24 hours. So yeah, I guess like just to reiterate the dates here. So there's a liquidity bootstrapping pool that's coming up in 24 hours. I think you've got a coin haul front end for that, as well as on your own protocol. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're talking with the coin haul team. So they were helping us to set up a page for that. So you can access LBB pool on coin haul.
Cool. So that's going to be running for 72 hours, starting at 1400 UTC tomorrow. And then, so that'll be people who want to come and grab the RCT token utilizing UST. Then following that, on the 1st of May, you guys have got the convert drop or lock drop that's coming up, where people will be able to pledge their Astro or X Astro tokens, as well as Anchor tokens, and depending on the amount of time that they lock those tokens up, they'll receive RCT tokens in exchange for that. And that's coming up on the 1st of May, lasting for 7 days. And I think the you guys said if people want to get involved, get more information, probably best to hit the Reactor Twitter, maybe look at the Medium articles that you guys have posted, and I presume you've got, is Telegram or Discord the best place for people to jump in who've got questions?
Yeah, so yeah, welcome guys to like drop any question in our Discord.
Cool, right. Well, as I say, thanks for joining. Hope it's been useful for the audience here. And as we say there, if you've got any follow-up questions, go to the Reactor Twitter page and jump into the Discord and get involved. Wishing you a successful launch. I think it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks for all the various the contenders that are launching. And it's certainly going to be, you know, interesting once the VE Astro tokenomics are out and the gauge voting starts, to see, you know, so people can really see how this thing plays out.
Yeah, definitely. There will be a lot of things happening very fast, very interesting. Yeah. Thanks for hosting this event. So.
No problem. Great to speak. Catch everyone soon. Take care.
Yeah, take care. Bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Reactor Overview and AMA. The Astro Wars are coming. Recorded on Wednesday, April 27th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Waking up like a basement dweller, stepped out the door and heard racists yelling. 2020, what an ugly shit show. Staring at the fucking Rick Roll from the get-go. Looking outside, the whole state's on fire. The fuck do you expect when you embrace the liars and replace the writers with AI just like us? Emaciated models killing bright birds. First in, last out, picture me rolling. The worst time to cash out, so what you holding? The Merc's gonna cash cow, country stolen. Drooling over chicken like the goose is golden. Trying to be soulful, spitting that molten lava from the bottom of the caldera. I'm hot and gonna put it in a bottle and offer it to the god who hit the gas full throttle, blasting off in a rocket.
The many people who will see things happen to them that are in their favor, say, oh, someone's looking over me. That's a fascinating phenomenon when that happens. And when have a profound inability to understand statistics and probability.
Stitching these writings, living that life like, who would have guessed you turn out this nice, right? Avoiding stress, that's the motherfucking secret. Print that shit on a motherfucking leaflet. I'm just an asshole hooked on the bricks, looking at the rectangles, damn, they kinda thick. We've gone through a whole lot of kings here, cutting off heads just to bring cheer. Getting all fired up, Tiger King, line them up. When you'd give an arm and a leg just to try the junk on some first-time buyer's luck. Alexa, set a reminder and remind me to buy a bunch. And put your hands up if you fuck this year, and keep them in the air if you're picking up the spare. And put your mask on just to go outside, looking at the planet about to downsize.
So climate change will not make Earth I live in New York City, where in our harbor we have the Statue of Liberty. If you melt the water ice that's on land, the ocean level will rise to reach her left elbow. That takes out all of New York City. And basically every other coastal city that we've spent thousands of years building since the dawn of civilization.
Channel Spaces.